KPFB News, I'm Ben Thomas. A man's facing murder charges after a woman was set on fire in the New York City subway. Julie Walker has the story.
Police took Sebastian Zepeda into custody hours after they say he allegedly lit a woman on fire on a Brooklyn subway Sunday morning and watched her burn. They caught him after tipsters recognized a photo of him from the scene. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
One of the most depraved crimes one person could possibly commit.
Zepeda was officially charged with murder Monday. He's a 33-year-old Guatemalan who entered the U.S. illegally after being removed in 2018, according to ICE. Police say the victim, whose identity has not been released, may have been sleeping on the train, and surveillance video shows the suspect light her clothing on fire. The Brooklyn DA says this gruesome and senseless act of violence will be met with the most serious consequences. Julie Walker, New York.
New Mexico prosecutors will not appeal the dismissal of an involuntary manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer. In California, two people rescued, a third swam to safety after the Santa Cruz Wharf partially collapsed. Tony Elliott with Santa Cruz Parks and Rec.
The Santa Cruz Wharf was hit as part of the swell event with large waves.
The Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office says a man died after a large wave trapped him beneath debris farther down the coast. And Lisa Dwyer reports officials are investigating what caused a crack in a Colorado ski lift that triggered a rescue operation.
The evacuation of over 170 stranded skiers and snowboarders happened Saturday on a gondola lift at Winter Park. The resort says the lift stopped automatically when a structural crack was detected. A video shared by Edward Blanc and TMX shows passengers being lowered down by ropes over the course of about 5 hours. No injuries were reported during the rescues. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Shohei Ohtani's been named the AP Male Athlete of the Year for a third time.
In his first season with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ohtani hit 54 home runs and knocked in 130 runs. For the first time, he got to play in the postseason.
Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
Game audio from Fox. Ohtani put up these huge batting numbers with an injured shoulder that prevented him from pitching. Through an interpreter, Ohtani tells the AP the goal is to return to the mound in 2025.
It's the small steps that I think are very important to get me to the ultimate goal, which is to just get back healthy.
Manager Dave Roberts says Shohei Ohtani is an uber competitor.
I'm just proud of any fame or glory or award that he receives because he just does it in such a respectful, humble way.
Shohei Ohtani says he is not stopping at 3 AP Male Athlete of the Year awards. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.